Hey, what's up, St. Louis? Comedian Javon Bibbs here. I'm up here stealing clothes out of Burlington Coat Factory right now. I get myself a little outfit together for my comedy show this Saturday, April 7th, 8 p.m. at the Laugh Lounge Comedy Club. I want everybody to be there, man. I got a dope headliner for you, a dope feature, and some other dope acts that'll be stopping through. But pretty much, y'all know how the night goes. I'm hosting it, so you know it's going to be crazy. The order tickets, call 314-578-5115, and that's the order advanced discount tickets. That's two for $35 or one ticket for $20. The tickets are $25 at the door, so get those tickets early. Order your table or reserve a table or booth by calling 314-578-5115. Look, I want to see everybody there, so make sure you're there. I'm Javon Bibbs. Peace out. See you soon, STL.
Up to bat, no batteries included and no strings attached, no holds barred, no time for move faking, got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true, but here's the real scoop.
Welcome back to another edition of The Scenario. Man, how you doing, my brother?
Living, man, what's the word?
Man, how was the birthday party, man?
I'm sorry, I couldn't make it, man. Which one? Shit, have we done a show since? We done a show since I came back off the boat. I feel like
we did a show right.
I feel like, see?
We did a show right the day after you got back from the boat.
See? That's just, I feel like.
Listen to it like, motherfucker, you already, this is your week for birthday for 2 weeks?
I feel like I party. Well, shit, when Easter is on your birthday weekend, you can't just be, I couldn't be out in the Caribbean Sea.
How many times has your birthday landed around Easter?
It has.
Percentage. I know, I mean, your birthday.
Well, every year, basically, but I mean, like, actually on it.
No, I'm talking about that weekend area.
I don't know.
50% of your life?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, I mean, you know, the calendar moves all around.
Yeah, Easter be running up on me. I don't know when Easter is half the time.
I don't either. I don't even know until, February or maybe March.
Oh, it's Easter. Oh, okay. Well, shit, the store's going to be closed?
Honestly, when I found out is when is Mardi Gras? Oh, Fat Tuesdays is on this? Yeah. Oh, well, then you do 40 days in your mind, oh, shit, that's the end of
it. See, that's a lot of math for me. I just end up being you know what? It's Easter. I'm supposed to give up stuff for this much time? All right, fine.
Let's do it.
Whatever. Just tell me when I can come back around again.
All right, man. Let's go and get to the mailbag real quick first, man. Before we get into any of our dope topics we got. Make sure y'all subscribe to us. We're on Spotify too now, man. So a lot of listens we've been getting on Spotify, man. I don't know where the fuck they're coming from.
Listen, man.
However you get there, we appreciate you.
And if you're telling other people about it, tell them to go to Straight Out of Low Cash. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? We're still in there. I got some people that have hit me up and yo, I can't find the show. It's on the Straight Out of Low Cash.
If you put Scenario in on any of them, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's some people that just look for it straight off on iTunes and they're like, oh, well, where is it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it'll still pop up. You just got to go down into the.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you can find a whole lot of stuff on there, man. A lot of the best of Jovan Bibbs breakdowns.
We got some special stuff coming with him, though, man. By this time this comes out, Javon Bibbs has I've constructed with him. Basically, please go to Javon Bibbs' page and his Instagram, his Twitter. He is basically taking all of the classic 90s slow songs and making them trap music, and he's rapping over them. So I basically sent him 10 songs. I don't know what it's gonna sound like myself until tonight. He said, I sent him 10 tracks from, I sent him Luther Vandross, Tony Braxton, I'm talking about classic songs. And he's I'm just going to be yeah. He's but it's going to be funnier than that.
And just turn them into straight straps.
Turn them into some other shit. So we going to have him too, though. Another special episode coming up soon with him this weekend. He in town for 6 days, so we going to have to get him. So he said he's down. His son live around the corner from me, though, so... Boom, we are good.
Good, we straight.
So we're going to get with him too this weekend coming up. But let me jump in this mailbag real quick. But we on everywhere. We on every platform you can subscribe to us. Make sure you do that. People asking if we're going to do that. This one's from Ashley. Ashley B. She says, I'm really feeling you all show. Just wanted to see when this potential male bracket was going to come out. How many women are going to be involved, and what could there be any women involved remotely? Peace.
I've been assembling the crew. I've been assembling a crew for a few different things that are coming up on the horizon. It's hard to do it remotely.
We should have did a Women's History show, like have a woman take over show during a Women's History Month in March.
Take over the show?
Yeah, just let
have they not taken enough of our lives as it is? And to take the show too?
They take the show over, and then they just do a show, and we ain't even there.
How about this? Do women send us the topics, and we'll just address women's questions and topics?
There we go.
I'm not giving them my show, too. I gave them half my sanity, more than that of my money.
Salary.
Yeah. I ain't giving them my show, too. Enough is enough.
Yeah, that's more than enough.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to Ashley, man. Ashley
shout out to that Bill Cosby X-Men cover.
Yo. Yo. No, that wasn't X-Men. That was Fantastic Four.
No, that was X-Men. Dr. Doom had Storm.
I was thinking because it was Dr. Doom Fantastic Four. Yeah,
Yeah,
that was horrible, man. y'all ain't shit, though, in these internet streets, though, man.
The internet is rough, dog.
Like, it's rough.
Like, it's been around. It's been at this heat for a while, but it still has me, like, still, like, damn, really?
Like, damn, y'all went there, huh?
Like, no holds barred. We're going to post this. If y'all haven't seen this, we're going to post this up.
It's on the Stravocast fan page on Twitter.
Okay, well, y'all head over there and check that out.
On Facebook and on Twitter.
It's there. Y'all head over there and check that out because that's ruthless.
And on the Lando Cal page, if you go to all of them. I was like, I got shirts everywhere. This shit's crazy. Next up, this one's from another woman. This is from Wendy F. She says, wanted to throw you all a question and get you all thoughts about a couple of different things. I was dating a guy and he always wanted us to go Dutch or us pay for individual situations of what we have going on. Is that a situation that is more a millennial thing? I'm 27 years old. You all are a little bit older than me. And you all have a little bit more maybe knowledge about how dating situations go. Am I tripping or overthinking the idea that maybe I should be catered to just a little bit? Love you all show. I can't wait. I look forward to the male all male bracket. This is gonna be a theme though. To the all male bracket. Also, I'm proud my girl Nia won for the full bracket. I was surprised that Holly got knocked off by Nia, but I was giving great so much sister prior to her. Peace. Like, has Holly been excommunicated from black women though?
No.
Like, no. I mean, the sentiment is sitting there because Nia blew her out. It wasn't no thing like, because we was like, Marion, you was like, well, you know, it's a pick 'em. You know, like if you have your line for like the football game, basketball game, or baseball game, it was a pick 'em.
Well, people
and
thought
it wasn't no pick 'em.
People thought that Michigan was gonna hang in there on Monday too, and
I didn't think so. They beat everybody by double digits the whole term.
Yeah, I had them winning about 10.5, not 17.
West Virginia though, and they came. West Virginia was up by 9 at the half and won by 17. I was like, oh, they can't mess with that. They broke the press and was hitting threes.
Yeah, I should have been betting on Villanova. I was tripping with that. But
it's crazy thing. Villanova was a crazy bet, though. Guess how much their odds were to win the national title, though? 140-1.
What?
Yes.
How? They were the number one seed.
No, I'm talking about beginning of the year.
Oh, okay.
It was 141 if you went to Vegas and went out there in October.
You should have got that UMBC money.
No, the money on, made 20 grand on it.
Yeah, I know. You just put that money on Loyola to make it to the Final Four.
Man, somebody made dough, though.
Young lady, you have what is commonly referred to as a cheapskate and maybe a freeloader on your hands. Like, that is not something that just simply is in the millennial time space. That's been all through time. Brothers have been buying a ticket and staying on the train all day for decades, centuries, even. You can go into that Bible and find some cats that was ticket to ride on there.
Like, oh man, we gonna pay for our own food, right?
Yeah, well, when we get there, baby, check this out.
You pay for yours, you pay for...
I'm gonna go, you might want a little bit more than me. I don't really feeling that hungry. And then you get to the thing, my man ordered a big steak, and he's still just paying for himself. Or if at the very least, you paying for a piece of that action, too, if you going Dutch.
Yeah, he'll be like, well, shit, you did buy 3 drinks, though.
Listen, here's my thing. If you can fix your mouth to say, let's go Dutch, she should be able to fix her mouth to be like, this officially has become a sexless dinner. There's 100%. No way that a piece 100%. Of sex is coming out of this dinner. If that
my happens. Thing is, I don't feel like even comfortable even with my women friends, even like if I'm just having a drink real quick. I'm not saying I'm paying for the whole meal or anything like that, but like if we have a drink, I'm going to pay for our first drink off the strength. Yeah. Like I feel even that's no sexual thing.
It depends on how many of them I'm out with.
I'm sorry?
It depends on how many of them I'm out with.
No, I'm talking about if you just went out with, you know, Raven and some of y'all is like, yeah, hey, let's go grab a drink real quick. I'll pay for the first drink off this jump.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I got you.
But like, I'm just saying, like, if you got, like, six of them.
No, that's different. You're talking about, that's a group setting.
Then you was looking like Captain
no,
Kirk.
No, exactly. Then you're doing some different shit.
Then you're looking then you're like Captain it, Kirk.
You're going outside the boundaries.
Because then one done ordered already, another one come a little bit later, and she's like, oh, girl, shit, get that good shit. Daryl paying for it.
No, it's them ovals. You know,
and you done had yourself, and you done had yourself a Michelob Light and to pay $75. See?
Because you know they got the martinis, they got some yeah. No. It's like the little oval that goes over certain different things with friendships, like where you have the little pie charts with the ovals that go around different things mm-hmm. that intersect with other things.
Mm-hmm.
No. They don't intersect with seven people.
No, there is none. There's none of that. That's bubbles, and I'm not doing that. That's sus bubbles. But that's the thing I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say this though mm-hmm. about women and drinks. I'm gonna say this real quick. There are restaurants that I had no clue even had a drink menu that women know about. I don't walk into any restaurant and look for a drink.
Every
menu.
Woman I know, they'll ask their drink menu or what. And that's standard.
They and there be spots them. Having them from Lou's Corner Bistro. All the way up to the Ritz.
Like, how does Lou's Bistro have a menu?
I'd be like, what the fuck
are you doing? I thought it was Crown and Coke.
No, we got some shit, you know, blown the dust off of it. We got some shit. Thing,
because we only do a drink and a, we don't really do mixed drinks like that. We'll do a hard liquor and a mix with it, or just straight hard liquor. Though. That's why we don't strip off the
menu. I've looked at those menus, like, there's a bar here, Vodka Bar, Sub-Zero, here
yes,
in St. Louis.
Yes, got some of the best vodka.
Like, you, so, like, I can still walk in there and, you know, and just order whatever vodka I want to drink, but they have a menu that just makes my head hurt. I'm
it's
like,
a, it's a vodka that's menu that's big. It's like 5-6 pages.
Yeah, they got what? They just got vodka. 3,000 vodkas mm-hmm. in that joint. Like it's crazy.
But and
like,
it's got the cold bar.
Yeah, but so like, but I can't read a menu for drinks. I can't. Like I did it. Went out for dinner for my birthday, and I was reading the menu, and I was like, man, the only thing I'll read is a wine menu. I will read through some wine, but when it comes to reading a bunch of mixed drinks, no, thank you.
No, I just give me a Crown and Coke.
Yeah. Just run me a gin and tonic or, you know, a vodka tonic, like Vodka Club, something like that. I don't care. But, yeah, women will find that drink menu and make a crucial decision throughout that joint. Oh, let me get the Bahamian Sea Breeze. Like, what the fuck is that?
And you'd be like,
it's got a pureed orange with a zest of life. And did this fucking drink say it's got some life in it?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Dude,
the fucking thing come out. Fucking thing come out blue on the top, and then it gradually gets closer to green when it gets to the bottom. You'd be like, how the fuck you even make that? And why do you want to drink it? Are you gonna have abilities after you had this drink?
I don't know, man. My wife is good for that. Like, we went to Rooster for brunch, so we ended up getting to the bar. Because, you know, that shit's crazy, though, if you go early. Mm-hmm. You gotta go on a Saturday and shit. So we in there. My wife was like, where's the drink menu at? I'm like, yo, how do you know that every spot? I mean, I get it. But that's the first thing she'll ask for is the drink menu. I was just like, no. I need, like, the drink menu, like, alcoholic beverages menu. And she'll you be like, yo, I never asked for the drink menu. No. I've never asked for a drink menu in my life.
No.
Maybe younger, maybe, like, 22.
The only time I want to see the drink menu is if it's happy hour.
Right, there you go. You know what? That's exactly what it is, though. Like, what's on the $5?
Can I see the happy hour menu? Because it's going to have all the snacks on there, and it's going to have the drinks combined.
And the beers down there.
Yeah, $2 U-Hollas. And then a bunch of other stuff that you want in your life. But no, I don't need the one that's got the little garnish of East Cuban leaves on top of it. And
East Cuban?
Like, where the fuck you even get that from here? How do you get that here? We got it. All right, fine. You know, but then you know what ended up happening? Man, let me taste that motherfucker. Let me see what that shit is, that shit all about. You have a little taste of it, you'd be like, that shit was kind of good.
And then you'd be like, yo. But that's after you have like one or two of your own personal, your go-to.
I've had three high lives, and I'd be like, let me get.
No. You'd be like, you know, fucking, let's go and give me that Cosmo.
No, I just say, let me taste it.
No, I know. But then you'd be like, well, shit, go and get you a little Cosmo joint. And then I look, I ain't got no shame in my game. Motherfucker like me be like, hey, yo, don't put me in that little pretty glass shit. Put me in a regular cup. Yes. With that shit. I need shit my, bring my shit in a regular mug or whatever the fucking shit y'all got with a regular cup.
You see, and I drink Manhattans. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So sometimes they bring you that Manhattan in that little frilly little cup. I be like, whoa, brother.
That's not how it's going.
Don't you dare bring my drink out here in a turtleneck. Shit looked like Raiden's hat turned upside down.
Dude, I tipped the dude extra $5 one time because he didn't bring me, like, I asked for, like, a fruity drink. Somebody else would have one. I was like, yo, let me get that, too. And he was like, I got you. I was like, and I got you, too. Just off the strength. I was like, I gave him extra $5 because I was like, I didn't have to tell you. He was like, I know this dude is thinking a little taste. He just wanted a little, kind of, sometimes you just want a little fruit. Sometimes.
Pause.
Pause. Yeah, very big pause. That was a very big pause. So let's go into some topics, man. Oh, actually, no, one more email. This one is from G Wiz. He says, fellas, have you all been peeping what's going on within this hip hop game with the Tekashi 6ix9ine shit? Is this motherfucker crazy or is he ingenious? I don't know what the fuck to do with him. You guys' show really gives me some insight onto a lot of things. I've been listening. Look forward to seeing the whole crew gump together. Have you all thought about doing a traveling show with this throughout the U.S.? Peace. Look here, man. You know, a traveling show is very expensive. Because we've got other emails with this, though. And look, the way our podcast goes, this is like the way our credit goes, like with the Kevin Hart joke, like the way our podcast goes. Somebody got to pay for us already, though, to come out there.
Okay. Here's the thing.
I mean, we may be able to do Chicago.
I'll address, like, yeah. Like, here's the thing I'll do.
I think we can do 50 in Chicago.
Here's what I will say I'll do. There's people across this country that I need to have come on this show. Yes. That I need to interview to have on this show.
Spin and just do a little tour.
And just do some shows
and just, we just go
while recording tour. Other shows. I'm cool to do that. Tell me some places we need to go. Tell us some places that we need to come to and do some shows.
I'm going to tell y'all the strength. We probably got to do L.A., because we can do my boy Jay Lee that's on Orville.
Mm-hmm.
He's the black dude on Orville.
Okay.
I got pictures of him when he looked like Batman from Immature.
We need to go to D.C.
New York, Miami.
Because I got my guy, Justin Tinsley, that writes for the Undefeated.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. New York can be fucking just a work. 4 days, though. We could really go to New York, though, and just smash out about 30 podcasts and just don't do shit for, like,
like 4 months. Take it off.
Oh, no. Put some of that shit behind the paywall.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe.
I'm just saying.
Last time we put some shit behind the paywall, though, we got a whole bottle of E&J. Shit worked out good.
Yeah.
Shit turned out real good.
You're right.
It turned out real good.
The collection played out there, though.
Yeah. People came through for us. We definitely came up. That E&J came through clutch. That was a good show, too. I think we drank that shit during the crew show.
Yeah, man.
That E&J got you the crew show. But send some places. Send some places that you show up, meet the crew, see what we got going on. But I don't know anything about this, so you're going to have to clarify this.
No. I know how to set it up.
No. Not that. I'm talking about the question about the guy in the rap game.
Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah. I mean, he's basically a. He's stupid, fucked up. He's gonna probably get shot though in the next year, or beat up, and he's gonna be stomped out his coat.
Oh yeah, I saw that dude.
The dude with the tattoo on his face.
Yeah.
I know he's like trolling or whatever he's doing to try to, you know, try to get himself out there, and that's fine. He's 21 years old, but I mean, it's a real G's out here, though. Is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I saw him. He had a picture. I saw he had a picture with 50 on Instagram.
Yeah, 50 ain't gonna protect you, though.
No, I was just 50 like,
50 will. He is Jay-Z 5.0. Because Jay-Z at one point would attach to anything that's kind of hot, though, and drop a verse on it, mm-hmm. or steal your style, or whatever it is, though. Shout out to Jay-Z. He does do that, though. I know y'all, a lot of people are Jay-Z fans. And I'm a Jay-Z fan, too, though. But he will adapt his style to who is hot and kind of figure out his way to be relevant still. And 50 was like, shit, I'm not going to fuck around with him and do this shit, though. Because he did the same shit I did unofficially by beefing with random people. But the difference is, though, now, though, 50 is that the internet can fucking track where the fuck you are. Like, back in the day, you had to find somebody, you had to two-way somebody, let them know, wait for the two-way to hit you back, or call them, maybe, if you got a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just so many different things. Because, of course, these young motherfuckers are putting, we're going to segue into another topic in a second. I'm up in Club Live, nigga. What we doing? What we doing? And then, like, oh, here, Club Live. I'm going to go fuck him up. So, I mean, I'm just saying. It's not like back in the day. I mean, I know I sound like the old man saying that, but I'm just saying. 50 had some grace. He benefited from the internet because it kind of went viral with the mixtapes and everything. But and he didn't get a lot of the scars from it either, though, because he didn't have to. Nobody was showing up and knowing what club he was at. They just knew that his mixtape was on the internet.
Right. Right.
No, he didn't have to have any of the scars of
being
on the internet. So that's what I'm saying with that. So, I mean, Tekashi is what it is, though. I mean,
good luck to you, brother.
Good luck, man. Look, man, if you make it out of 2018, man, I'll be good for you, man. Like, not to get touched. I ain't saying he's going to die. I'm just saying some altercation where he's going to get them hands and feet put on. Or remember Young Bird? Remember when Young Bird got sewn up in Detroit?
Yep.
And his chain went on a motherfucking world tour?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was in fucking Scandinavia at one point.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he got there.
I mean, did we get that back?
He ain't got it back. It's still in the world tour.
Oh, my God.
And somebody got it still.
He going to be doing...
Then Safari got robbed this week.
Brother, y'all got to quit getting robbed out here, man.
No. Yo, my thing is, like, man, I wear beads. When I wear a chain, I wear beads. Because my boy Focus, shout out to Focus, has been on the podcast. He makes beaded chains. They're fly, you know, and I wear those, and it's, you know, it's still dope. Like, I'm not trying to wear no iced out shit, though, man.
No. I got no need for that.
I ain't wearing no nice chain since 2006, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not wearing no chain. Not at this point in life.
I get it. You know, it's whatever, though. I know what it is, though. But at the same time, you know, because we used to floss when we were in Africa and everything as people. We flossed our chains, but we flossed the bees, though. And I get we step up the level,
mm-hmm.
You know. But you can't, if you're not in the A class of celebrity, you can't be out and walking around regular with a chain on.
Yeah,
I didn't give it a B though, because if you're a B celebrity, you still can afford nice security though to roll with you though. But if you Safari though, I'm just going, you know, I'm going out to just go out from work though, and motherfuckers gonna just see me.
Yeah, man, just skip that whole thing. Like, you know, kinda, you know, enjoy your fruits of your labor, but you ain't gotta be stunted out like that. It's okay.
Or if I do go out, if I do rock, but then it defeats the purpose of me buying this chain that's 50 grand if I'm only gonna wear it 4 times a year. And then I gotta have a security with me. I gotta pay security to be with me to protect the chain I just bought for 50 grand. So now there's another grand for me to have a security to protect me for the night at the club. Then what's the purpose then?
Yeah. Yeah. You might as well just learn some karate or something.
You can't even do that. The nigga put a gat on you.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's all.
And they put that nine in your head temple. You can't. Don't matter about your karate. This ain't marked for death.
Man, that's true. That's true.
This ain't marked for death with the Jamaicans with Steven Seagal. So let's go moving forward. We're going to go keep that same thing of Instagram.
Sounding like old man.
Yeah, we old men, all general man. Well, we had 2 emails about saying we old ass men. No, we don't know what we talking about, though. But I don't read those. But what do you think about... You brought up a whole thing. We were talking about Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that he was just wilding up under, like, publicly up under Tinashe's Instagram. Like,
I'm yeah, it might be his bra, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that is his chick. But
your bra, though, like, look, I don't comment on my wife's pictures.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we didn't grow up in that internet era like that. So, that ain't the way that we facilitate ourselves. Like, we got some cats out here, though. These young cats, they operate in a different speed, though.
But that's a failure of not us. That ain't us. It's the cats that's maybe, like, 5 to 10 years older than us, though, that didn't facilitate, because that's their kids. Or they little G's.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then you don't even know about it, though. Like, they're kind of writing the rules for all of this internet social media engagement. Like,
that's a very good point, though, because then the rules have changed.
Yeah.
The old heads didn't know about this.
Yeah, cats still don't know about it. Like, what? Like, look at it this way. if you were in that Shaq, what Ben Simmons was doing on Instagram, he'd be like, shit, I don't know. Shaq 45 years old. Shaq used in that like an old dude would. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ben Simmons and them, like, them cats is big players. You know what I'm saying? Ben Simmons and Lonzo Ball and all them cats, those is big G's.
But there's a thing on the back end, though, that the OGs, especially in the NBA, supposed to teach you, like, yo, your dude that you brought up from the crib with you, supposed to field all your service calls.
Well, yeah.
That's his job. If that dude is coming up with you and he getting paid off of you, and you got him, is your man.
That would have saved old boy in the Clippers.
He's doing your service call.
That would have saved old boy in the Clippers who had old girl taking videos of the whole trip of him, her getting flown out by him. Taking video of his crib. Dude, Triggs that played for the Clippers. I can't remember.
He got caught up like that?
Yeah, I mean, he ain't really cost him nothing. But I mean,
was it all through third
party? It was all through Instagram. It was all through the chick.
No, I said, but it was all through third party, through his boy, though, that booked it and everything.
No, he did all of that.
See, that's what I'm saying. You have...
No, but wait. I'm saying, I'm not talking about the process. I'm talking about the outcome. Because, right. Because these chicks, these young chicks, is just like the young dudes where they phone is their main way of communicating.
Right, but I'm not communicating you for real, though. I may talk to you on the phone and everything, though, but I'm not, no text, nothing, though. Well, it's all through my mans, though, that's taking care of
me. So let's put it this way. Can you imagine if Allen Iverson would have had Instagram and Twitter when he was young? You imagine if Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson and all them cats had it when they was coming up?
Yeah, because we didn't see their falls.
See, exactly. You don't even know who, like, Jordan? Michael Jordan, as he was, couldn't exist in this day and age.
Yes, he did. He did a gangster, though.
Michael Jordan would not have been able to go to Atlantic City and gamble the night before playing a game.
No, I'm talking about when it comes to women.
No, I'm talking about living their life.
I'm talking about
the whole thing. This ain't just about women.
Because nobody's able to say that, oh, I saw Michael Jordan in Atlantic City, though. By that time, I already played the game, though, by the time he...
Can you imagine if LeBron James went to Atlantic City the night before a game and was in that bitch until 5:30 in the morning?
Imagine if LeBron James went to Toledo, Ohio and went to the Random Casino Toledo, Ohio.
Right.
Before a game.
Right. Yeah, so exactly. So imagine if that would have been the...
That's why I would say LeBron is the best athlete of this era.
Because he got his game tight on both... Hey, listen.
Yo, he figured out how to...
LeBron James is the greatest hooper of his generation.
Yes!
But that's not his greatest talent. His greatest talent is for keeping his image alive the way it is.
That's what I'm saying. He's been at least since he's 18, and he ain't had no drama.
LeBron's biggest drama came when he had that Hummer when he was 17 years old.
Not just that, though. He had the Sharon Reed thing.
That don't touch...
That was in rumor shit.
Yeah, the layperson couldn't tell you about that, but they could tell you about that Hummer. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, that's... But you know what I'm saying?
That ain't nothing. Ain't nobody tripping off nobody getting no extra paper, though.
Everybody tripped off everything LeBron James
does. No. I'm talking about... Morality wise, though, nobody's like, oh, well, you know, you was married and you was with this.
It depends on what you call morality, because people look at morality and they want to throw the morality card at people that use PEDs in sports. So, I mean, morality is based on who it is that's throwing it out. There's a lot of different layers of morality out there. Just like the people who was complaining about parental advisory stickers on albums back in the day. You know what
Shout
I'm saying?
Shout out to Tipper Gore.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's morality. You know what I'm saying? You got the Bible thumpers. You got the child protectors. You got the culture vultures. You got all of that. All of them out there.
See the Lord's Tucker.
Yeah. You got all of them. Then on top of that, today, you got Fox News.
That's all they do is just try to find a rap song to fucking put on
there. And they just find some inch that they can make into an acre.
So, keeping them with that same theme, so I was at the barbershop, our personal barbershop with our barber.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Rich.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the barbershop classic episode. That
three episodes ago.
Yeah. Okay. So, it was me and your other frat brother that went to high school with me. Well, he didn't go to high school with me, but he went to my high school. Shout out to Brennan and everything. Mm-hmm. So... We were talking. Brennan. This is credit to Brennan, though. Like, this is going to be a theme for me in general. Is that we were talking about? We're gonna segue into your boy from Howard here. That it may be ethically wrong, but it ain't legally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to what I'm saying, though, before you were talking about before, like with the LeBron situation, like ethically, it may, yeah, that's fucked up. But am I gonna get locked up? Mm. Am I gonna get sued?
No.
Then it's all right then.
Right. Then I'm cooking. I'm good.
I may be a fucked up person for how I handle the situation.
Yeah.
But legally, ain't getting going to jail, I ain't getting sued. You can't do either one.
So that means that anybody that did those PEDs is cool with you.
100%.
See, exactly.
Yo, I wish they do PEDs more. My homeboy, like dispensary.
My homeboy like, said he wishes there was a steroid league where only cats that was juiced up could play in it.
No. Just let them all. If you don't want to be though, you may market yourself though as saying like I don't do PEDs though, and then you can market yourself like that and get more paper. If you want to go, it'd be like the right.
You're talking about Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, Ken Griffey ended his career, it didn't go too well.
Yeah, if Ken Griffey would have been doing drugs, he'd have hit 800 home runs.
Ken Griffey had way more paper, though, dog. Ken Griffey probably sit at the crib like, you know what? They wouldn't even have tested me. Because they loved him so much.
Nah, everybody catches it. They don't. It doesn't get doled out that way. They send somebody to the locker room that day, and the team gets it.
But Barry never got called on none of that.
That was a different era, though.
Like, no, Barry him at the same time.
But I'm saying they weren't testing anybody back then. That's why.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. He's probably.
I'm talking about this plan now.
No. I'm talking about then. I'm like, he probably like, damn, if I took a PED.
Yeah, nah. If there's anybody on earth that ain't got nothing they regret, it's Ken Griffey Jr. There ain't nothing for him to regret.
I mean.
Nobody was getting the paper he was.
That's fine. But I think he's going to get lost in history, though.
No.
He's going. Yes, he is.
How?
Yes, he is.
He literally already set the benchmark for what history is in a career that's already wrapped up.
But nobody's going to remember him, though, man.
That's not true. Reason,
No. We will remember him.
But we are...
talking about the game, though. Barry Bonds will be remembered, though, because of everything he did with all
If you remember did, Willie though, Mays, you remember Ken Griffey Jr. And you know, no, who
but
you
don't
know,
but we don't remember Willie Mays because we weren't. I'm talking about these millennials that were. No. These same millennials are shit on Tupac.
I think you overestimating them. I think you overselling their ignorance in that case because when you a generation,
they shit on Tupac and that dude was just died 20 years ago.
Listen, when it comes to music, music is a complete different thing than sports. Music and sports can't be judged on the same gradient because there aren't numbers that make you remember how dope somebody
Tupac
was.
Tupac had numbers. Album
sales don't mean shit now because album sales really is outdated at this point. But home runs are still home runs. Album sales, motherfucker, tell me what was the highest selling album of last year?
I have no
idea. What was the highest selling album of all time?
It's Thriller.
When did that album come out?
1980.
35 years ago. That shit mattered 35 years ago. In 20 years, people ain't gonna fucking have any idea. They're gonna say how many downloads it get. Because that matters more. Home run is still a home run. Ken Griffey Jr. ain't going nowhere. The motherfucker's still on the front of video games now. People know who he is. You still see his shoes come back out. You still see him popping up with the highest Hall of Fame vote of all time. Ken Griffey Jr. is like Kobe Bryant. He is a generational superstar. There ain't nothing.
Is Kobe
like
Bryant generational superstar?
Yeah, he is Michael Jordan for the people that didn't see Michael Jordan play.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
But see, I think Barry Bonds overshadowed Ken Griffey.
He didn't. He didn't in his time. Bonds was always the better player, but he was never the more popular one.
No. I'm saying, Ken Griffey's my favorite player.
But that's what I'm saying, though. He couldn't overshadow him because in popularity, he couldn't sniff Griffey.
But I'm saying with younger people, when they look back and they're like, the idea of steroids or anything like that, they're like, oh, that ain't shit.
Well, I mean, steroids, infamy, that's like saying Daryl Strawberry was the biggest player in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Was dope though.
But do more people know Daryl Strawberry or do more people know Ozzie Smith?
That's going to be a hard one, man. I think honestly, it depends on where you are in the country.
Exactly.
If you're on the East Coast, though, then nobody give a fuck about no Ozzie Smith.
Exactly. But here's the thing, though. At the same time, what Doc Gooden did, Doc Gooden known for doing drugs, dog. He ain't known for being the dominant pitcher he was on the
mound. And he was a dope-ass pitcher.
Hell yeah. But that's the thing that we're talking about. Ken Griffey Jr. going to be revered always for being an amazing baseball player.
And because he ain't taking no PEDs.
And Barry Bonds is always going to be half respected and half hated. And hate is always a bigger emotion than respect.
But that's why I'm saying that he's going to be always put in the pen.
He's just going to be remembered differently. That's all there is to it.
Do you think he'll ever get to the Hall of Fame, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because McGuire can't get in no more, right?
Well, yeah, he could on the Veterans Committee. Nobody's ever completely locked out of the Hall of Fame. It's tough. It's going to be hard to do that.
Goose Gossett got in?
Yeah, Goose Gossett is in.
Yeah, because he was on that motherfucking tarmac for like a long time.
Yeah.
Sitting there in his little like eight-foot man plane and like... Oh shit, you know, it's all good. No, and it's fucked up. He's talking to people like, no, it's all good. No, don't worry about it.
I mean, when you
we still gonna make it the biggest though from from Boca Raton off Florida. We'll make it though in 2 hours. Don't worry about it though. I got a jet plane.
Speaking of sports, and speaking of and speaking of that, did you see the NBA Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know, my favorite player is Jason Kidd, though, so I was super happy about that.
Jason Kidd, Grant Hill, Steve Nash, Ray Allen. Somebody asked a really good question to me, and I said...
Steve Nash shouldn't be there.
I said, a two-time MVP got to be in the Hall of Fame. But,
That's debatable if he should have been an MVP, though.
Yeah, but, if, hey, once I vote, I vote.
Yeah.
And it's out there, and it is what it is. What I got. And on top of that, yeah, he was. Steve Nash, one of the dopest point guards of all time. If you look at a guy, if you look at a guy, it depends on what you want. If you
he's
look,
not better than
if you look, well, you just said it, your favorite player. You
go, but I'm saying period though. I go stats wise, everything. No, he's not better than Jason Kidd.
It depends on who you like, but I mean, I think they're about the same par. But if you look at a guy who played just before the time that his style took over the game, yo, that's like fucking 20 cats that want to be Steve Nash playing now. Like, Steve Nash was playing now, he'd be a fucking sensation if he was playing right now, but it stood out above cats when he played.
But he didn't play defense, though. But Jason Kidd made all
Jesus Christ, if that's Jesus Christ, we got to pull a lot of cats out the Hall of Fame if that's the case, dude. Let's get Dominique ass back out.
Hold on. I wish Dub was here, though. It was Dub, me, Stefan, a couple other people, though, at a little secret cigar lounge, though, of Cheshire.
I know it's 20-something.
So, Dub says that Dwayne Wade is a top 5 shooting guard of all time.
I agree.
He's not. We end up running down the numbers, so he's like, I don't know.
Well, it depends on who you count the shooting guard, too, though.
No, we went through straight shooting guards, even from, like, probably basically 80 till now, though, and he's still
I'm going even further back than that.
Yeah, no, we didn't even do that, though. We didn't go back that far.
Okay,
Reggie.
Reggie Miller's not as good as Dwayne Wade.
Reggie Miller's better than Dwayne Wade.
How? On what merit is Reggie Miller, who never even made the third team All-NBA, a better player
than Dwayne Wade? What do you mean? He's made first team All-NBA before?
Never.
He's never made all first team.
Top 10 most overrated players of all time. Reggie Miller.
Overrated.
Reggie Miller's top 5 on that list.
You think he's the most overrated player?
Most overrated players of all time, yeah.
Wow.
Big moments could do one thing good. Reggie couldn't pass. Reggie didn't play no defense. I think Reggie's high in the season was 23 points a game. He never even made the third team All-NBA.
Because the thing was, I think it was the
big name for people in our age group.
But Reggie won in the top 5, though. The top 5 was AI, Jordan, of course.
I would hope so.
Kobe. I'm trying to remember.
Clyde Drexler.
Clyde was, yep. But somebody put up a list, though, while he's all arguing. And Clyde was like 7 on his other list, though. Some bullshit list. Clyde. What was the other person, though? They knocked him out, though. We was like, oh, shit. We forgot about him.
These are the times when people need to pick up the phone and find me.
No. This was a heavy debate last Thursday.
Oh, yeah. That's
why I was going to see the cigars and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, so I was trying to think who was the other person that he is...
Unless they're bringing James Harden into it now.
No. Stephon wanted to bring James Harden. No, he don't play no defense. If you want to,
defense is overrated, yo. Like, everybody wants for these cats to be these all around fucking destroyers, and it's just not the nature.
No, you just can't be just getting fucked up. But James Harden has videos of him getting done up.
Absolutely,
you can't.
Allen Iverson wasn't no good on ball defender. He played passing. He played passing.
He played first defense for like 3 years.
Played passing lanes well because he had a fucking 3 steals a game. But having a bunch of steals because you played a passing lane don't mean that you're a great on ball defender.
James Harden don't even do that.
Oh, that's fine. But James Harden also dominates the fucking game offensively like few shooting guards ever have. If you're amazing at what you do, if you're amazing enough at what you do in one regard, that's why I give AI all of his credit, because that motherfucker could score.
Yes.
Like, that's what he did, though. AI is another cat that's getting propped up a little bit higher after the fact than what he did.
We got to pull in.
The numbers are incredible. He scored like a motherfucker, and he's like 5'10". Now, anybody that ever tells you that 6'1" shit with AI has never stood anywhere close to that guy. Now, if you're talking about straight off shooting guards, there's no way Dwayne Wade isn't in the top 5. There's no fucking way. And anybody else that says that he isn't has a vendetta against him. You can't even think about who the next guy's supposed to be because it's him.
That's a rough one, man.
But the question that got asked to me initially, though, about it, it really made me say, damn, I don't know. Is Grant Hill gets in, but Chris Webber hasn't yet. So Grant Hill and Chris Webber damn near had the same career, except for Chris Webber carried an NBA team at a high level for longer than Grant Hill did. And Grant Hill won two national championships in college and helped to carry a team at that point.
He won two, right?
Yeah, they won two.
No, he won three.
He didn't win three.
He was on the bench, though, for the one before with Christian Laettner. He was on the bench. He's got three.
Christian Laettner did. Well, he didn't win one without Christian Laettner.
No, you're right. No, it is two. Yeah, it's you're two. Right. Yeah, because they went to the Elite Eight or Final Four, maybe, that his senior year.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't do it.
Because he was the man, though, that one year.
Yeah. He was the man, yeah. He was raking cash.
Killing.
Raking. Grant Hill was a bad man. First guy from Duke to ever make the Hall of Fame, too.
Who is the. And we're going to go into our other topics on a second, though. But who is the Big L / Lynn Bias?
Well, wait.
What, Lynn Bias is in basketball?
Yeah, that ain't fair.
No, no. No, we were talking about.
I was about to say Lynn Bias. Lynn Bias.
Yeah, Lynn Bias is Lynn Bias. No, we were talking about like people that were like unheralded and like had like, you don't know. Who is a player that had that first year or two run, though, that fell off and they're not to be seen no more? They on the milk carton. I got one that's super. Hooper? We talking about basketball.
Did he fall off because of injury or did he fall off because he just wasn't a good player anymore?
Person, just a general purpose. Or it could be injury too, though. Maybe. Yeah, that's it. I got somebody that loves general purpose, though. Damon Stoudemire.
Yeah, he came out hot.
Damon Stoudemire had the run.
Yeah, he came out hot.
And then you didn't. He was in Toronto for New Year's. Did his thing. He was a rookie of the year, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then he went to Portland. Was balling for a little bit. 6 years, 7 years in the league. Can't even know where the fuck he is. You can't find Damon Stoudemire right now, period.
Just going off general feel of guys that I've watched, another cat that's got to be in that group is Vin Baker. Another cat that's in that group.
But Vin Baker was that Hartford. He went to Hartford and like.
It was another, all of them, everybody with the exception of, Stephon Marbury in that group came out hard.
Stephon Marbury was your take on 216 though, at least.
I'm talking about your NBA.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like Damon Stoudemire. Vin Baker won the rookie.
I'm not competing. I'm just putting people out there that had same thing. I mean,
Harold Miner's got to be in there too.
Well, Harold Miner was always more fucking dunk contest hype than he was player though. He was
USC. He was hyped up.
He was never an all star or anything like.
And that was early before the internet. So you only got three cities that had great newspapers.
Yeah.
At that time, so you had LA, Chicago, New York. Though, so if you was balling USC,
Jeremy Lin. Jerry Lynn was roasting cats and fell the fuck off.
But he got that check, though.
He does. He's gotten two checks. He's gotten paid twice.
Harold Miner didn't get no check, though.
He's gotten paid twice.
Yeah, but Harold Miner.
That's why you have to limit it to NBA, because then if you start talking about what cats did before the NBA and them falling off, then you got to count every cat that was a high school cat that didn't pan out.
Shit, from my school, Royce White, number 8 pick in the draft.
Sebastian Telfair, Kwame Brown, you know what I'm saying, Lenny Cook.
Who's the worst bust of all time, before we go into our...
The biggest NBA bust of all time? Anthony Bennett. He's easily the worst number one pick of all time.
I agree 100%.
Not even close. I mean, I remember looking at that shit and I said, who? And it takes a lot for me to say, who?
And no. People in the crowd, did you ever see the video? People was like, oh shit. We thought this motherfucker was going to go in the fifth round. Number five.
I was like, oh.
That motherfucker played 2 years, maybe in NBA.
Nah, he hung around. He hung around for a while.
I think he was in Europe and fucking quickly.
No, he hung around for a little while.
He got that early contract. Was
Michael Olowokandi was one of them cats that I was just. Olowokandi
had some years though.
I said, "What?
Yo, Olowokandi got 10 years though."
Talking about the night they got drafted, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
No, I think the most is him.
Listen, when I looked in, I knew that Paul Pierce was still on the board, and he ain't going until 10th.
No, but Olowokandi was a fucking 7'2" dude. That little.
You know how old do you think Anthony Bennett is right now?
Anthony Bennett is like 26.
25 years old.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
25
years old. And he's playing at like Cittadella in Italy right now.
Yep, he went to this. He was playing for the.
How many years did he play in the league?
He was playing for the Long Island Nets in 2016.
Okay, but how many years did he play in the league?
Four.
So we did. He did 1 year at UNLV. He must have ball. Did he even ball out that year? Did UNLV even ball out that year?
I don't know. I don't even remember UNLV even balling out. I don't really watch Big West basketball too often.
Big West is Mountain West. But he said Big West.
I don't know how good it is. He averaged 16 points and 8 boards.
All right, let's get to the finesse, man. Your boy from Howard, man.
This is your guy. You bring him.
Yeah, because I sent it to you.
I got another topic besides this. This is your topic. We'll get to mine after
look,
that.
Look, man. The president going to get sued, though, man. The whole school going to get sued, though.
When you said the president was going to get sued, I just automatically was like, oh, we getting Trump. Into that? We haven't...
No.
We stayed away from that tradition.
Not the president, but the president going fired, though. But you got to think about it. Me, my wife went to HBCU as well. Not as me. I mean, she went to HBCU as well as people from Howard. But the thing is that we have a debate about how the financial money rolls in the HBCUs all the time. And I'm like, yo, for him to be able to finesse 425 grand, he got a whole interview. He said, I ain't did nothing or whatever. That's cool. The feds own you, though, G. I don't know what you're doing. And he shut down his website, his Twitter, everything, Instagram. Well, nigga, if you ain't fucking, you innocent, nigga.
You ain't done
nigga,
nothing wrong. What you running from?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. That's still embezzlement, ain't it?
Yeah. And fraud. They're going to hit you with both. The feds going to get you. God, so this is my thing, though. It's like, yo, like, for him to finesse that money for Howard is real fucked up. Because it was students that said, I got to transfer because I ain't got no money and no luck to be able to go to school. And people will bring up the idea that, like, I think Harvard had a situation with it, and maybe some other PWI. But the thing is, though, with black schools, though, man, like, yo, like, we ain't got no motherfucking thing for be able to. Dude, Harvard got the highest endowment in the country. They only prosecuting that person to offer principality. Ain't for money.
Yeah, they have.
It's to principality. This is like, you want to fuck with it. Oh, it's the principal, nigga. It's like Pinky, it's the principal, nigga. And I'm like, this dude out here, he got his own videographer out there. He out here taking pictures. He got the Range Rover. He got all this
like,
shit.
Like, you out here stunting.
Ain't even low-key. Well, you ain't even paid off. Dude, I'd have paid on my mama crib.
Listen, here's the
on
thing.
On some shit. 400 something grand? I'd have paid on my mama crib, though. Like, hey, mom. It's a little account, though. I got a little account at a nationwide credit union, though. It may close at some point, though. Just siphon off of it. Your name is on it, too, though. Put it on the crib.
My mama crib wouldn't have got closed, though.
No, but I'm saying, though, you pay for your family crib, though. You out here stunning out with the brand new Range. You got a puss in boots like my daughter. He got boots on like my daughter got, man. Same boots my daughter got on, he got them on.
So, here's my thing. We talk about morality.
Yes.
Judgments come down on morality.
It goes back to what it says, morality versus legality.
Yeah, I think, but often than not, there's always the human element of the legal system. And laws are made by human minds and human concepts and human senses. Mm-hmm. And morality is always going to play a hand in how law is enforced. Mm-hmm. Always. Until RoboCop cats are sitting up on the stand and not seeing color and not seeing distance or anything. It is right. If you ran the light, you go to jail, like that type of stuff. But he's he's fucked, and you know what? Deserves to be fucked. not just for being a dipshit, not doing the right thing with that money and not sending it overseas if you're going to have it and getting it the fuck off your hands and maybe being becoming an instant nominee for nigga of the year by buying trucks and living like you have actually accomplished something in your life by doing it. Yo, that truck
is fucking $100,000, man. Like, but at the same time, I try to make myself think how I was parlaying when I was in college. And I know, because I sold drugs in college, and I know I was low-key as fuck.
Here's the thing. Statue
of limitations is going above that.
Here's the thing, man.
Dude, I wore sweatsuits, nigga. Someone wore hoodies. I used to wear polos and sweatpants. I call it pole pimping.
Here's the thing. He's a moron.
He's a fucking moron, dog.
And 100% pure moron at that. Don't.
If but also, it's a bad thing on the university, though, too, though. We're getting this at the
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, I'm, hey, man, he's, I don't even think I need to speak to the fact of how ignorant what he did, what he's done is. But at the end of the day, with all of that shit, like, yo, you have to look at that institution and be like, how in the fuck do you not understand that that's happening?
Yeah. Dude, why don't you have, you can pay for an auditor to be on site.
That amount of money ain't rolling off the books at that school, and they don't feel it.
Yes. At Harvard, they ain't tripping on 110 grand. And it was another, Columbia was the other one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got them for 80 grand.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't tripping off that. They got a fucking endowment for X amount of dollars.
Not tripping.
But at Howard, though, like, yo, if you pinching pennies, though, like, yo, I'm going to pay somebody 70, 80 grand or be an auditor or accountant to just watch these books throughout the whole fucking universe. It's your job.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that's the reason why, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect the HBCUs. I think it's unfortunate that we have some of the ignorant debates about the validity of the HBCUs and stuff.
Yeah, but that's a fucked up.
I think that's stupid. I think that's a stupid.
It's some house nigga shit versus.
Yeah, there's some.
That's all it is, though. Because.
Hold up. But kind of like my point to it is, though, mm-hmm. is like, I hate that part of it. But yo, man, like that's an easy way for people to grab, not even just black people. That's easy way for just people in general to say, yo, these institutions don't need to have that type of funds at their expense because they not having their infrastructure in place to take care of it. And like, yo, that's a bad look for us, like as a people. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to be on point. Like, you can't have that stuff out there. And then, you know, I don't know, man. It kind of goes into another thing. Once again, it goes down the morality path for me, a philosophy path too. Is it's like, yo, you're stealing from your own people. Like,
morality versus legality.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're stealing from your own people. That's why I don't have any.
These people had to transfer you, but transfer to schools because there wasn't no money available.
Right.
Like, if you was getting money straight off some other shit that was straight through the government, yo, I ain't mad at you. Finesse whatever you got to do and get your hustle on. They call him the Wolf of U Street. That's what they call him right now, the Wolf of U Street.
Get the hell out of here.
And my thing is like, yo, like, he ain't smart because, motherfucker, if you was smart, we wouldn't know your name right now. And my thing is, overall, though, that president has got to answer for that because it's like, yo, you let him up, and the one that's him though, he had 400 some thousand, he was the most. They lost 2.2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
2.2 million over the last 7 years. No, well, it was 4 years they saying, but they trying to go back 7, of course, because that's statute of limitations for any financial document, 7 years. But I'm saying 4 years, 2.2 million?
Yeah.
And you already? Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, you cannot. That's just. And he was out with floss. He had his own biography out on the beaches and shit. He laid out on a boat like a woman and shit, though his legs kicked up. All kind of shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's true greed, true gluttony, man. And that's going to come back and that's going to come back and get him.
And I wonder if he was the first one to figure it out, though, or he was the one that utilized the most. That's what it's coming down to in the court. He might be like, well, I just did it more than everybody else did. Because them feds be watching. They going to get all this shit. Because that was all federal funds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he going to get all that time, too.
Oh, they going to get him. The game is not... forgiving of any of that. Like, that's what made me more upset, though. Like, yo, like, it was with the people that was trying to get the money. If you finesse fucking Missouri Western or whatever, though, dude, whatever.
I don't think that, I think it's dumb either way it goes. Just because you can do something doesn't mean do it. You know what I'm saying? And you finessing the game, like, that's one of the, I hate that term. I really, really finessing hate the term finessing. Because it implies that you're doing something, like you beating the game, like you getting over.
But if you beat the game, type you, of way. The finesse, you're right. Finesse is your, because if you finesse it, we know your name.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, it's an awful perspective to look at doing something that's lazy as fuck and is unnecessary as hell. Like, that's BS. You ain't finessing nothing. Half the time when people think they finessing something, they all they really doing is just beating, what, delaying something that's going to come back and beat them in the end. Right, exactly. So, I don't know, man. Like, hey, good luck, young brother, because it's coming down. The boom's coming down.
Yeah, it's coming. And he was like, yeah, well, I didn't do nothing, no. I'm like, yo. And the crazy part that makes it more fucked up is nobody would have found out about it. Somebody did an anonymous blog about it. Mm-hmm. That's how I got dropped. Mm-hmm. So the president still didn't even know, though. Mm-hmm. This is all reactionary to everything.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey.
I know you know with the Mizzou situation. Y'all had like 5 presidents in the last 4 years.
I can't even keep up with it. Yeah, I have no
motherfucker clue. Dipped off the Woody wheel, LSU or some shit.
I have no, I truly don't know. I don't, I no, can't keep up like with LSU it. Or I get emails and I'm just like, okay,
that's fine,
cool, whatever. Got bigger problems. Y'all erasing some of that,
give you $20 a year.
You're erasing some of that bread on the books, or no? All right, don't care.
I give it to your organization or your frat before that.
Oh, yeah, I've given them way more money than I give the school. Give the school money. I just ain't giving them no money until I'm already
figure out what's going
until
on.
I'm all the way. No, I don't care about that. Hey, man, do what you want to do. My money, I earmark where my money goes. So you it doesn't you, just so you, it doesn't just go into the general scholarship fund and go to that. I mean, it goes.
You're going to the certain organization with your
fund. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, you know, but no, but I mean, hey, you know, I got no problem supporting my institution. I have a big problem with supporting it if they was walking away. If some little cat that was Elroy Fauntleroy James Jr. was walking
up and putting out the forks on them fucking Instagram.
Right.
You got me, nigga.
And putting eyes on Tinashe's page and living his life in a thirsty manner. No, I couldn't do that. But but
you
no.
You can't live like Ben Simmons is on Tinashe's
page. No, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. But anyway, man, that's going to be crazy. That's going to be where it is. Now, another thing happened mm-hmm. last week mm-hmm. that put me up in arms.
You was upset about
it. Now, I don't know if anybody follows, probably for our demographic, very few follow Barstool Sports. Let me break down what Barstool Sports is. Essentially, it's Bleacher Report for bros. It is...
The frat boy from XYZ school, though, if you didn't go to HBCU.
Yeah, yeah, it is 100%... Bro sports analysis, bro commentary on the world. Mm-hmm. And what they did was is that they decided to put together a bracket of porn stars. Because everybody wants to follow in our footsteps,
yo,
of course.
We're way ahead of the
buffet and put together a bracket. But hey, that's all good.
Shout out, we end up having 8,000 people individually vote on this bracket we have.
Yeah, man. Getting it done. But so here's what they did is they broke it into 4 different brackets. It's the 2018 porn star bracket. Oh, so on one, I'm not going to go through all the names on here because honestly, I don't know who half of them are. But the categories that they broke down for each region was new age, which I'm gathering is younger starlets of the day. Nostalgia / MILF.
So that means your old school chicks, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, exactly. That amateur, which I'm guessing is just, you know, people.
But that would
just
be the same thing, unless, I guess it was cam girls.
Yeah, I guess.
That's got to be cam girls.
Some of these chicks are performers. Not that I would know anything about that. But
if you say amateur, that's supposed to be
cam girl. Yeah, yeah. And then finally, the 4th bracket is exotic. So I'm gonna focus on this.
You got
this
Asian,
one.
Black, everything all in one category.
Anything, basically.
No, Hannah Hunter on there too, y'all.
So basically, what this exotic bracket is anything that's not white. Mm-hmm. You got an Indian chick, a black chick, a Chinese chick, a Middle Eastern chick, another Asian chick. You got all these black about
it's
six,
only two black girls on there.
Six? No, there's more than that. But I mean, there's probably about six black.
But there's
black
one that's overrated on there too. Mariah Mills though. This motherfucker's doing porn a year and a half. Y'all put her in the fucking bracket over the pantheon of black porn.
Yeah, well, they don't have any clue about that. They probably.
But I'm just saying. But that's disrespectful. I think that's probably disrespectful though.
They well. Everything like, about this thing is disrespectful.
That's like no, I know, but I'm saying that's the most disrespectful. That if they'd have put another name in there, that round it like okay, you'd be mad about the number of names, but they put somebody who's only been doing porn for years.
No, the most disrespectful thing is that they're considering anybody of color to be exotic. That is incredibly fucking disrespectful. Oh,
but they've been doing this shit for a long time.
Exactly.
Porn is the most racist industry.
But
period.
This isn't porn. This is a fucking culture website that's run by 100%.
But that's my point. But that's
run
but,
by
but,
100%.
But that folds down to everything else.
But here's the thing. I'm speaking in the micro, not the macro. That you have looking at these, looking at this as being like saying that all of these people are exotic. Listen, man. You're black. Mm-hmm. I'm black. We know plenty of black women. I don't consider any of them to be exotic.
Not at all.
What does that term even mean exactly? What the fuck does
exotic
mean?
Is like when you like their race is kind of in between where you do kind of like they kind of can meld in whatever, and that's very few women.
Like
1% of the population.
I mean, but even them. I mean, like.
But I would still say like, yo, she black though. I would be like the dude like, and no, she black though, G. Because I know her dating name Rufus.
Right. I don't
know. Her dating name Rufus.
Like, how many different do you have to have? Like, when you say exotic, it's like when somebody say, I got a mixed breed pit bull or something. I'd be like, oh, well, that's exotic. That's something different. These are African Americans, Asian Americans, people from the Middle East.
They don't
appreciate
black porn.
But they look at all of these people as just being exotic. And
but
that's where my biggest problem comes when I be
that.
Seeing, when I see sisters jumping off and I be like, yo, you might just be a niche. You might just be a niche that dude. You might not be. You
yeah.
might. He might legitimately rock with you for the right
but
reasons.
Maybe if high percentage you're a niche.
But you might be a niche.
100%. But if you look at that list, every one of those porn stars on there had a high percentage of dudes they fucked that were white.
Oh yeah,
that were in white movies
because they chasing
that's
that bread. They chasing
yeah,
that
I ain't mad at them for getting their paper, but
yeah.
I'm saying they are neglecting. They don't understand what's going on in these streets, though.
Yeah,
because the black one was okay. You know, they did like a full ethnic one of the all the ethnic people and everything. But it's like, I think with porn stars is even worse than doing our bracket.
Yeah, ours is in.
It's
ours
even
is
worse because of your own personal fetishes.
Yeah, ours is in
personal
good fun. We wasn't going. We damn sure wasn't going to have a section. The light skin bracket, the dark skin bracket,
brown, and then the exotic.
Yeah.
So the four brackets: the dark, brown, light skin, exotic. Bracket.
What the fuck is this? The liquor section?
We
what is this? So you know, like you walk through there and like, oh, vodka's over there, gin's over there, cognac's back there. But
pick
oh,
them up.
But oh, that shit over there. Oh, that's that exotic shit over there.
That's that motherfucking swing. Going through that swing.
Like, what kind of bullshit is that? We ain't never doing nothing like that, ever. Okay, in fairness, might this hip-hop album bracket come together, it might get separated out by some eras, just to make
but
sense
But that's
of.
Regions.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
We have so many regions of hip-hop, we have so many different things, though. I think that's different in having regions of where hip-hop people created, and then women by complexion are...
Human beings and albums are always going to be different. Like don't that, but you know what though? That's how you'll find them looking at us, and I guess other us's and other things like that.
But porn stars are that's the if you're talking about the new age industry, that's the most overtly racist industry left is porn, man. Period.
I believe it.
It is, man.
Leave it to the colonizers and the junior colonizers that are putting that stuff together.
Every woman under that's in that thing category is fucked a whole bunch of white guys.
I would not want to become. I would not be wanting to come out of that bracket.
Shout out to Jeff though. Listen, my show is 100% white.
I have no. You know me. I could literally. It would be self hate for me to hate white people in full. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm just saying. Like,
we both two light skinned motherfuckers in this. Yeah,
exactly. And my grandma's white. But I mean, like, here's the thing. I just look at that and I say that, yo, that is fucked up. Like, that's fucked up. If some black people did a bracket like that, I would say, hey, yo, That's fucked up. Like, that's just
unless you said black porn stars of all time on the top.
Yeah.
Then we like we did with ours. We said the dopest black woman of all time. We didn't say the dopest woman of all time.
No, because that's impossible. I couldn't even. You couldn't do that. That's I'm not doing like
a,
that.
That's got a 1,000 bracket to
take. Yeah, that's all that. That year. Bracket, we'd be 55 years old, and that thing is just being the semis.
We finally in the finals, y'all.
Cleopatra. Cleopatra's taking on Nia Long in the round of 83.
And Marie Antoinette facing off against Nefertiti in the. The bottom half of the
we in that joint looking like them sportscasters on Major League.
Swinging a miss.
We're in here smoking cigarettes and wife beaters.
All fucked up.
Lining's all terrible. Trying to get to the... We're going to die. We're going to have to hand off that bracket to our children when we get ready to die. We ain't going to finish this one out.
This is it.
We are going to get there. We hit the round of 16. This bracket's been going on for 35 years.
And that is what it is, man.
I'll be 70 in 35 years.
Shit,
man. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
So you have more ahead of you, more less ahead of you than before.
I'm about even, I think. I'm about half of the halfway point.
It's real, man. Look, man. Be happy, y'all.
Yeah, be happy, y'all. Be happy, y'all might be younger than us. I don't know. I think as you get older,
I think we got half and half.
I think as you get with our incomes and the advances in medical science, we could easily live to be 200, 250 years old.
Shout out to Black China, don't find their Six Flags. Oof. With a dude that's 18 years old, which I don't even want to talk about that, but I don't understand that.
How you end up
29 and you mess with an 18 year old?
How you end up in that situation if you Rob Kardashian? Don't you know you got?
No, that's a real finesse. The word finesse will go for the black. That's where the word finesse is applicable.
Who did the finesse? Who did the finessing though?
China.
Yes, she did. She might be the finesse of the year.
Yeah, and she got that little tiger money too from the mixtapes. All the mixtapes come out, she getting her 20% off the mixtapes from Tiger.
She didn't make the exotic bracket or the amateur bracket.
No, no.
She don't deserve to be there either.
No.
Did you hear a homegirl defending her?
No.
What's her name? Big thick, yellow broad.
Oh, Amber Rose. She always defended her.
She was on there with her cape draped around her neck. If you think my girl can't handle no dick, I was like, whoa.
Oh, you told me she's talking the dick thing again.
I was like, hold up.
I'm just saying, no.
Let's not make this about her. Let's discuss you.
My whole thing
talents there?
But your last performance is your best performance. The last thing people remember you by. It ain't about what you did before that.
It ain't about the rumors.
And that's what life period. Saying. People listen. Whatever you do last is what people remember you by. They don't give a fuck about your history.
This is why Case Keenum's making $20 million next year.
Because he did what he did lately. What have you done? Janet Jackson, What Have You Done For Me Lately is the realest song ever.
That's true.
Apply that to the rest of your life, people.
This is your knowledge from the scenario.
Keep listening. I appreciate y'all for listening. Email us, straightolc@gmail.com. Matt, where can you show that?
I'll be laughing at life on Twitter at Cheap Seat Fan. I need to do more there. There's so many things that I just look at now and I just be like, what?
Social media's gotten more and more jaded than me. You
know? I'm like, what the hell is happening? Yeah, that's the number one way I know I'm getting old.
Is you don't give a fuck no more.
Is that I look at stuff and I just be like, alright.
It's fucked up.
Whatever.
Or you see some shit, you're like, 5 years ago I would have commented on it.
Hey, remember, yeah, but definitely send us those submissions. We need to hear where's some traveling shows go down at. We'll be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're going for the
we'll be in Philadelphia in June
for the podcast joint.
Yeah,
yep.
Just let us know what we need to do while we out east.
Thank y'all for listening as always. I'll let y'all peace.